Maseches Berachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to talk about a group of people who got together to have a meal as one unit. And we know there's a concept called Shomea Ke'oneh, that if a person is listening to a Beracha, and he has intent to fulfill his obligation by listening to that Beracha and answering Amen, and the one who's saying the Beracha also has the intention to fulfill his friend's obligation, he can fulfill his obligation. So the question becomes, what happens in that situation when a group of people are eating together? Does one person say the beracha beforehand and then bekat hamazon for all of them? Or do they say it individually? Mishnah says, Hayu yoshvin le'echol, kol ehad ve'ehad mevarech le'atzmo. If they sat down together to eat, every one of those people says the berachot before and after for themselves. We know when it comes to birkat hanehenin, when it comes to berachot, that a person is going to benefit from, a person is really obligated to say his own beracha. He's obligated to thank Hashem on his own because there's a certain gratitude that one has to say personally about that food, so he should really be doing it on his own. So if he's doing over here yeshiva, if he's sitting together, and even though we're saying sitting together as one, we picture that to be one unit. In the times of the Mishnah, if they were really joining together as one unit, they would do something called heseba. They would lean. They would bring little mini tables and all lean together as one unit. That really defines them as a group that's going to be eating together. If they're only sitting together, there's yeshiva, they're not really one unit in the times of the Mishnah. Therefore, everyone has to say their own berachot. But hesebu ehad mevarech lechulan. But if they did heseba, if they leaned, if they did this thing called heseba, where they all leaned together, which defined them as one unit, Hachamim said, in that situation, you don't have to have each individual say his own beracha, but you could have one person, the leader, could say the berachot for everyone. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that nowadays, obviously things are different, we don't do heseba, we all sit at a table together, that sitting nowadays is enough to be considered to be one unit. Mishnah continues and says, Balahem yayin betocha mazon, kol ehad ve'ehad mevarech le'atzmo. If wine was brought to them during the meal, and as we said in the previous Mishnah, when wine is brought during the meal, the hamotzi that said doesn't poter the wine. A person is still obligated to say a berachav hagefen on wine that's brought in the middle of the meal. So over here, everyone, even though they're doing heseba, even though they're one unit, everyone says their own beracha. You don't have one person lead them in the beracha of hagefen. The Bartenura brings down two different reasons. Reason number one is that people aren't going to be focused. They're in the middle of eating. They're focused on what's in their mouth, so they're not going to have the ability to answer amen properly to the one saying the beracha. So we say that he has to say his own beracha, the person who's eating. And the second reason they bring down is because we're nervous, shema yehanek, kesheba la'anot amen. We're nervous that the person is going to be caught mid-bite, he's in the middle of eating, and the leader is going to say hagefen, and he's going to try and attempt to say amen, and he's going to choke on his food. So we say, you know what, let every person say their own beracha at that point. Le'ahar hamazon, ehad mevarech lechulam. But if this glass of wine is brought after the meal is completed, you have one person, the leader, can say the beracha for everybody, because there's no nervousness. Either nervousness number one, that the guy's not going to focus because he's in the middle of eating, or number two, that he's going to choke on his food in his mouth. We're not nervous about that anymore, so you can have in this situation, since they're in a group together, we can have one person lead them in the hagefen. Mishnah finishes off by talking about mugmar. Mugmar was something that they used to have after the meal. They would smell incense. They would smell incense after the meal, as a sweet fragrance afterwards, and they would say bore atzeh besamim. So vehu omer al hamugmar afal pi she'en mevi'in et hamugmar ela la'ahar ha'seuda. The person leading the berachot, leading bekat hamazon, leading the beracha beforehand, he is going to be the one who also leads the beracha of bore atzeh besamim on the incense, even though they're bringing the incense after the meal. Doesn't matter. Once he started as the leader, the person who's honored with that zechut to say the berachot for the rest of the crowd, we also give him the beracha on the incense to say atzeh besamim on the mugmar.
Masechet Berachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah here, after it spoke out in the previous Mishnah,
the idea that if somebody is saying a berachah hamotzi, he's poter, he exempts everything else that's going to be eaten during the meal. It's going to just point out one exception to the rule that just that not automatically hamotzi becomes the ikar, becomes the main component of the meal, but there are situations where even bread becomes secondary, becomes tafel to something else being served at the meal. So the context of this Mishnah is somebody who is, for example, a gardener, somebody who is watching the fields, and he eats generally the fruits when they're at their sweetest point. And this person was eating sweet fruits all day, and he's stuffed from sweet fruits, and he needs something to balance out. He needs to eat something salty to balance out the sweetness of the fruits that he ate all day, or else he'll get sick. So he decides over here to eat something very salty, for example, a very salty fish. Mishnah says, "Hiviu lefanav maliach b'tehila upat imo mevarech al hamaliach upoter et hapat." If they bring to this person who's trying to balance out all the sweet fruit that he ate all day with something salty, so he decides to have the salted fish, but that salted fish is unable to be consumed unless somebody has pat with it. He can't just eat the salty item on its own; it'll be too tough to get down, so he has it with a piece of bread. But that bread is not a main component of the meal. He's just having that piece of bread in order so that he can get down the salty part. So what should he do? He's mevarech al hamaliach. He says the beracha on the salty fish. Upoter et hapat. And he exempts the bread from a beracha, even though he's having bread. Bread is secondary to the fish because it's only helping him get it down. Mishnah continues and tells us that point, which is shehapat tefelalo, that the pot is secondary to the salty fish. And then it tells us a general rule, which talking halacha lemaaseh is beyond the scope of what we're trying to do over here in this Mishnah. Very complicated laws with ikar and tafel. But this is the general rule that the Mishnah is telling us over here. Zakela, this is the rule. Kol shehu ikar v'imot tefela. If any part, if you're having a main component of a meal, and with that main component is a tefila, is a secondary component of the meal. Mevarech al ha'ikar, a person says a beracha on the main component. Upoter et ha'tefila, and he exempts the need to say a beracha on the secondary item.